Welcome to Life Talks by Transplant Life. The views expressed in this episode do not necessarily reflect the views of LifeBulb. This is not meant to be medical advice, and any and all concerns or changes should be addressed with your medical team.
Okay, hello, my friends. I am very glad that you are all here hanging out with me for this very special episode of Life Talks. I am hanging out with so many of my friends today, and we are talking about organ donation for Donate Life Month, which is April. So maybe you didn't know, but more than 100,000 people are waiting for a life-saving organ in the U.S. So even the largest football stadium in the U.S. could not fit the number of patients on the national transplant waiting list. 5,600 people in the U.S. died in 2022 while on the transplant waiting list. When 16 people die each day while waiting for an organ transplant. 23,288 organ donors. So in 2023, more than 23,000 donors brought new life to recipients and their families. And in 2022, the U.S. reached a historic milestone, achieving its 1 millionth organ transplant, which is more than any other country in the world. So we are here today, all of us sharing our connection to organ donation. We're going to share a little bit of our stories, and we're going to answer the question of what organ donation means to us. So I'm really excited to be sharing this conversation with all of you. My name is Alicia, and I am a two-time liver transplant recipient. I had my transplants back-to-back in 2020. I had a living transplant from my brother, and then I was transplanted 3 days later from a deceased donor. And what organ transplantation means to me, I never really thought of myself as someone that was going to be in the organ transplant community. I've been sick my entire life. I was diagnosed with a rare disease when I was a child, and this was really my whole life growing up. And I remember being on the transplant list or being told I was going to need a transplant. And I thought, if this gets me 1 year of being healthy and I get to do the things that I want to do and I get to be with my family, that is more than enough for me. I wanted 1 year and that was it. I wasn't going to ask for anything beyond that. And I mean, that was 4 years ago now. So obviously I have moved beyond that year. But every year I just become more grateful for this life that I get to live, for both of my donors and the way that they really gave up so much of themselves for me to be able to have this opportunity. And living in that gratitude, living in that legacy and being able to honor them every day as I live my life and now as I support other transplant recipients, it means the world to me. And organ transplantation means to me it's a second chance at life, and it's this connected community that I get to be a part of that is so, so special to me.
Hi, my name's Denise, and I received a new heart, my angel heart, 6 years ago. I had been in cardiac failure for most of my adult life and had been told just 2 months before my own heart transplant that I had a year left to live without a transplant. That was insanely hard to hear and a lot to process, especially at the stage of life that I was in, knowing that without a transplant that I wouldn't be here to see today. Organ donation to me means hope. In a word, it means hope. Organ donors in their most tragic, desperate hour are choosing hope, are choosing to leave a legacy that goes beyond the person and goes beyond me or you or anybody else. It affects everyone whose lives are touched by both people now. And that second chance that it gives me, particularly, allows me to live it forward. To quote somebody's hashtag, I think it was Unosis maybe a while ago, but I really resonate with that, is that living it forward to me means to live this second chance of a life with purpose and dedication to serve other transplant recipients, to mentor other transplant recipients along this adventure with transplant, and to encourage people every day to register to be an organ donor, to leave that legacy of hope, to be that pebble in a pond that ripples out and affects generations to come of people that you may never meet, that you may never know, that organ donation touches.
My name is Jean Marie, and I was diagnosed with lupus when I was 16. I needed a transplant when I was 22, and I was on the waiting list for 2 years. Then my dad was able to be my living donor. I've had my kidney transplant for 18 years, and it's been amazing. My life, I couldn't ask for anything better. Of course, I have tons of ups and downs, but I've been able to be the best auntie to six nieces and nephews, and I love to just be kind to people and spread optimism and positivity everywhere. And without organ donation, I will not be able to live anymore. At 42, I wouldn't be able to continue on with my life. I'm just recently listed on the organ donation list, and it is a 9-year wait here in Southern California. So that will be a very, very long time on dialysis and a lot of very taxing for my body. So the more organ donors that we have, the bigger chance that I have to continue living and continued living.
Hi, my name is Christy Wimet. I am the parent of two children who have needed transplants. My first experience with it, I've always been a donor. As soon as I could register when I was 16. So I've always been very passionate about organ donation. It's always been a very big part of my life, but it never touched my life personally until my son was 5 months old when he went into kidney failure. Two of my children have an ultra-rare disease called primary hyperoxaluria type 1. And at the time of their diagnosis, it was 1 in a million. That had had this disease. And with my son, he had to do hemodialysis 6 days a week. It was an hour and a half to 2 hour drive each way to go to the hospital. We had to do it 6 days a week. And I had to do peritoneal dialysis 7 days a week to expand his belly, because in his case, he needed adult-size organs. And with his disease, with his kidney failing, he needed a kidney, but the disease originates in the liver. So he needed a liver as well. They wanted both to come from the same donor. So it was very difficult for me to wrap my mind around the fact that someone had to die for my child to live. And it was something that I could not help. I could not focus any energy towards wishing for that phone call to happen, knowing that it meant someone died. I couldn't do that. We had 3 times we got a call for him that there was a match. And each time the cross match was positive, couldn't move forward with the transplant until he was 2.5 years old. We finally did receive the call. Along the way, after that first time of getting the call, it was very difficult for me when it didn't happen. I remember feeling so overwhelmingly sad and grieving that opportunity. It really messed with me. So I started, as a family, we started focusing on, instead of wishing for that call, that every day we knew our perfect donor was out there. And we knew that we could not rush their that call, because it meant that they were no longer alive. So every day we just focused our effort on praying that that day something wonderful was they were experiencing. You know, family pictures. They were going for a picnic. They were experiencing a good day. However it was, we used our son's story early on to show with the media to show the face of organ donation, and it became very obsessively important to me to educate people on who needs organs, why it's needed, and why everybody needs to get involved. And He had a very difficult recovery when he got his liver and kidney. He had a stroke. He had lots of setbacks. A few years later, my oldest child, who had the same disease, went into kidney failure. We were on dialysis. We were a little more prepared for that one. New medication coming around that was hopefully going to save their liver. They were the very first patient to receive kidney-only transplant on this medication. And it was 2 years ago tomorrow that they received the call. 1 hour into their recovery, I should back up. My son also needed another transplant. So I had both children less than 24 hours apart get their transplants. So for me, I want to help others, educate them, just to show them what they can do and that it's our wonderful obligation to help each other. It's not taboo. It's beautiful. And everybody should register. Everybody should understand it and know the importance of it.
Hello. My name is Inka Nissenbaum, and I received a double lung and liver transplant in 2002. What an organ transplant means to me? Well, first of all, it means for me to have a second chance in life. I was transplanted due to cystic fibrosis, so I always knew my life was limited. But thanks to my donor, I got a second chance. And right now, the donation means to me that first I can spend hopefully many more years with my kid. He's 10 years old now. He was born when I was 11 years post-transplant. And that is another thing that organ donation means to me, that actually I was able to bring this next generation to life, because if I wouldn't have gotten a transplant, my son wouldn't be here today. And yeah, so that what means organ donation to me, just life and living one memory at a time.
Hi, my name is Alex Berrios. I'm a one-time kidney transplant recipient. I reside here in Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, I think with organ donation, for me, it's important, and to kind of piggyback on what I've been reading about organ donation, that it gives me that second chance of life. If I didn't have that opportunity to get, I've gotten a kidney transplant. When I did, I wouldn't be a father. I'm a father to two young children, a 13-year-old girl and an 8-year-old son. And having organ donation in my life has given me the opportunity to become a father, which is an amazing experience in its own right. I think it's, you know, important that that we educate people and give people the understanding about what it means to become an organ donor, and to help bust those myths. And I'm here to continue to advocate for those folks, to advocate and to educate people on understanding what organ donation is and what it isn't. And I think that it's important to give folks and give families the education and the understanding about organ donation, and giving them the true, correct facts about what it means to become an organ donor. I know that in some cases, in some countries, there's opt-in or opt-out process. And I hope that here in our country that we're able to do that, that we'll be able to have the opportunity to, you should be able to opt out if you don't want to become an organ donor. Everyone should be an organ donor normally. And that would be helpful. And yeah, thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Taryn. I am a kidney and pancreas transplant recipient. And transplantation to me is really cool science. I lived with type 1 diabetes for many, many years. And I never thought that I would be someone who was receiving a transplant. And then all of a sudden, one day, I was that person. And I was told that I needed to have a transplant. And when I think about the people who are on this podcast here, and everything that they have, right? So we've met liver recipients, we've met kidney recipients, we have heard about both at the same time. We have met a lung recipient. There's also people out there who receive intestines and who receive bones and receive bone marrow and corneas. And that's really cool science. And that's something to strive for in life, right? That's so cool that somebody who is on their last leg has said, do something really cool with my body and do something really cool with my organs. Organ donation doesn't always just go to someone who needs it. It also goes to science. It also goes to studying how we can make this better and help improve the lives of people like myself and like others who are on this podcast about who never thought that they would need to be in this situation. And those people could be doing really cool science too, or they could be doing really cool other things like raising children and creating the future. And maybe those people are going to do really cool science, or they're going to do really cool math, and all of those things come together. And somehow all of these things come back to organ transplant. And, you know, we're making great advances in medical history in and out of the transplant space, so we can be treating those conditions like many of us on this podcast have, to maybe prevent the need for organ transplantation. And we can be, you know, fixing the needs for organ transplantation that are sporadic, that don't come from pre-existing conditions. There's a lot there. And so organ transplantation to me means, yes, a second chance at life. It gives me the chance to raise my child. But it also is just, it's really cool science, and it should continue. The science there should continue around organs and the drugs that we have and maintaining this really cool aspect of really cool life. And transplant can be scary, but I choose to look at it as really cool.
Yeah. So what you just heard, there was 7 of us on this call that all have experiences with transplant, different experiences with transplant, but we've all been touched through organ donation. It's impacted us. It's impacted our families. And even in our different experiences and the different things that we've taken and that organ donation has meant to us, we all have this common ground. And that just kind of goes to show the diversity in transplantation and just the way that it can affect so many different kinds of people and impact so many lives. So what we shared is just a very small snippet of a bigger picture, but we hope it gives you a little bit of a taste of organ donation and transplantation and what this all looks like, especially as we are going into Donate Life Month. And you can connect with any of us, all of us, or learn more about Transplant Life or organ donation on transplantlife.com. That's where we all hang out. There's a ton of resources. There's a lot of information on transplantation, on the medical side of things, on the emotional, mental side of things. And we would love to see you there. So thank you so much for hanging out with us on this episode of Life Talks. And we can't wait to see you again soon. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We invite you to hop on over to transplantlife.com and join the conversation. See you next time.